Right back.
Have you no shame? Is nothing sacred?
The one in the supermarket.
No, you never got.
Suture.
Suture.
Thank you, nurse.
You're welcome.
Car world and.
The ABC presents Graham Kennedy's R.S. Playhouse. A deep and meaningful.
Various age.
Written by Gary Riley and Tony Saffer. The work silently beckoning. And in Canberra today, the Minister for Administrative Services has announced that in an effort to make Hansard pay its way, the government has decided to sell advertising space in the journal, which will now also feature recipes and crochet patterns to make it more appealing to the women's electoral lobby. And on the local front, 8 students from Richmond's St. Alsatian College are nearing the 200-hour mark in their efforts to set a new world record in treacle gargling. The Garglathon has been organized to raise funds for the rebuilding of the earthquake-ravaged Turkish Treacle Gargling Association's headquarters. And the weather. Sydney's expecting a chilly 35 megahertz. Brisbane's centigrade is down to a low 3 kilograms.
I'm home, darling.
And Melbourne's a wet Celsius.
Carol.
With light southwesterly current.
Darling, I'm home, darling. Where are you?
Under the sink.
Darling?
What?
Carol?
No.
Who are you?
The name's Vern.
But why?
Because that's what I was christened.
No, I mean, why are you under my sink?
I'm hiding from the Reader's Digest.
Hey? Oh, you're a plumber.
Yes. Tell me, sir, was it the overalls, the wrench, or the plunger that gave me away?
Listen, Vern, or whatever your name is, where's my wife?
Oh, she's out the back. Do the words, I'm going to prune the Afghan, mean anything to you?
Damn, Damien's come home.
You call your Afghan Damien?
Yes, it's his kennel name.
Oh, Damien's the kennel name.
Yes.
Oh, what do you call your carport?
No, you're confused, Vern.
No, I quite understand, sir. I'd like you to meet Bruce the pipe wrench, Peter the plunger, and Graham the toolbox.
Yes, all right, Vern. Very funny. I'm going to have a beer. Would you like one?
Well, look, I got to finish the sink and get over to the other job before 6:30 because the apprentice has got to catch the last bus so he can get to his nana's funeral, and I'm running a couple of hours late as it is. So, no, look, I don't think I'll...
Do you want a beer?
Yeah. Thanks.
By the way, my name's Ralph.
Never mind.
Pardon?
Nothing. Vern, mate. Vern Jackson.
Pleased to meet you, Vern. Cheers.
Yeah.
So, you're a plumber then?
Dine me when I'm working.
Well, of course, of course.
Hey, this Carlton's not a bad drop.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always thought this Melbourne stuff was a bit of a pufter's drink myself, but it's not bad, is it?
No.
No. Of course, I've long been of the theory that all beers are the same, really, you know, like petrol.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, you can't run your car on it.
No, you can't.
No. Mind you, you can't drink petrol either, can you?
No, you can't, Vern.
Makes you think, doesn't it?
Actually, just between you and us, Vern, I'm a bit pissed.
I thought you might be a bit.
Why?
You put your briefcase in the fridge.
Did I?
I wouldn't worry about it. We all do strange things when we've had a few. Once I accidentally locked my daughter's whole marching girl team in the back of the van. They were in there all weekend. Of course, you know what women are like. The wife tended to panic a bit when Sherilette and the rest of the snotty little T-Jets didn't show up for dinner. And instead of waking me up and asking, she lost her coolness and screamed for the coppers. Gosh, she can shriek. She's half bloody cockatoo, my wife. Anyway, I surfaced Sunday morning, not feeling red hot, you know. And the whole neighbourhood's crawling with coppers and hysterical women dragging the creek, digging up the quarry, and there's Sherilette and the T-Jet spread across the front page of all the Sunday papers. Jeez, I loved. I mean, if you'd lost a whole team of marching girls, where's the first place you'd look? The back of my van, right?
Yeah.
But you think the coppers would think of that stupid bastard?
Well, what happened?
Well, the coppers started coming on all heavy and demanded to know why I'd locked a marching girl team in the back of my van for 2 days, and I said I was pissed at the time, and they said, fair enough, and let me go home. Not real bright, your average cop. Any more of these in the fridge?
Oh, help yourself.
You ready for another rig?
Why not, Vern? After all, I am celebrating. because after 10 years, I am free.
Oh, I've been inside, have you?
No.
I did time once.
Why?
Well, it wasn't fair, really. I mean, I only made one little mistake.
What?
I got caught. What'd you do? Win a lottery?
No. From tonight, I'm on leave, Vern. 6 glorious months on full pay.
Jeez, you must have a strong union.
What do you do? I'm an accountant at a bank.
Oh, well, there you go. I mean, banks can afford it. They get money wholesale. What are you going to do?
Well, my wife, you know...
Does she really prune the Afghan?
She grooms it.
Oh, I was looking forward to that. I mean, I've never seen a lowered Afghan before.
Yeah. Well, Carol's been planning for us to leave the kids with a mum while we take a 90-day woman's weekly castaway hoolabout deluxe.
Jeez, I wouldn't mind that. What is it?
Sort of Moomba on water.
Oh, yeah.
Cruise around the duty-free shops.
What boat?
Oh, one of those Russian ones, the Comrade Lenin Luau.
Oh, yeah, a mate of mine took his football team on the sister ship, the Kremlin Coconut. Donga said it was all right if you like cabbage soup with pineapple rings floating around in it.
Ralph, darling, guess who's home?
Me.
No, Damien. He wandered in this afternoon. Gee, it's good to have him back. We must send him to a kennel.
If it's taken him 3 days to find his own home, how do you expect old Peabrain to find a boarding kennel?
You know what I mean, Ralph. So we can go on the cruise.
I'm not going on a cruise.
Yes, dear, I can hardly wait. Out there in the soft Pacific nights, alone, just the two of us in the tennis club. Have you ever been on a cruise, Vern?
Oh, no, I went on a Spirit of Progress mystery trip with Cherylette and the snotty little T-Jets.
Who?
Don't ask.
It was one of those mystery destination outings.
Where'd you end up?
Mildura.
Oh, what was it like?
Black.
Why?
It was midnight. All you could hear was the gentle thump of oranges falling off the trees in the frost. Of course, the bloody T-Jets got lost again, wouldn't
they? Who?
How do you lose a squad of marching girls on Mildura Station at midnight?
I was pissed, of course.
Oh, of course.
Anyway, the cops fished him out of the Murray, woke me up, and we all got on the train, went home again.
Yes, well, be that as it might, Vern, if you could just finish the sink so that we can get packed and go away.
Why are you taking the sink on a cruise?
I'm not going on a cruise.
I'm not taking the sink on a cruise. I'm taking the tennis club. And Ralph, of course.
I'm not going, Carol.
What?
I am not going on the cruise. I couldn't stand it. 90 days locked up with the Chatswood racketeers. I mean, a Pacific cruise is meant to be bikinis and copper tone, not subhose and denker, rather.
You're being ridiculous.
Carol, I didn't work at the bank, chained to the desk like a dog for 10 years, to find that the culmination of my career is watching Sheila Delaney wheezing around the deck of the Kremlin Coconut in her double huge size Adidas sports bra, pretending to be John Newcomb.
She doesn't pretend she's John Newcomb.
She should. She's got the moustache for it.
It's not a moustache. It's a gland problem.
Oh, that's why the fellas call it the gland slam.
It's not funny.
Look, Carol, I know you've been looking forward to it, but I've been thinking about it, and the whole idea of a cruise seems to be a crazy thing to do.
Well, if you don't want to go on the cruise, what are you going to do?
I'm
going to
walk across the Nullarbor.
Look, I think I'll be trotting
You're
along.
You're drunk.
Oh, I'm not. I'm only had a couple.
Not you, him.
Oh, yeah, well, he is, a little bit.
I'm not drunk. Look, I would just prefer to spend my long service leave walking across the Nullarbor. There's nothing unusual about that, is there, Vern?
Yeah, well... Hey, well, like I said, I'll be trotting along.
Goodbye, Vern.
Have another beer, Vern.
No, I really should be hitting
Goodbye,
the road.
Goodbye, Vern.
Vern, here.
Oh, well, you know what they say. If the chair's warm, sit in it. So I will. Oh, thanks. Cheers.
You can't just walk across the Nullarbor.
Why not?
For heaven's sake, Ralph, we only formed the tennis club because we're all asthmatics. They'd never make it. It's a death sentence.
Hey, I've got eczema. Can I join?
I'm not asthmatic, Carol.
As you constantly remind the rest of us. You're so smug the way you leer down from the umpire's chair during the oxygen breaks.
I don't leer.
You're a sadist. You double-faulted Alec McFarlane 3 times when you found out his inhaler was empty.
That's just it, Carol. I don't want to go anywhere with a tennis club. I want to walk across the Nullarbor by myself.
What about me?
Oh, you can go with the rest of them and gasp around the islands. You can strip Super Bear of duty-free inhalers for all I care.
You're making a fool of yourself, Ralph. It's the beer talking. We'll talk about it later.
Where are you going?
To pick up the kids. Shannon was invited to Tiffany's for a first Tupperware and Avon tasting party.
Where's Troy?
It is Friday, Ralph. He's at the psychiatrist's. And come to think of it, Troy's warm bread problem is nothing compared to yours. I won't be long.
Well, I guess I'd better be going along too. I mean...
Why?
You're out of beer.
Oh, there's some in my briefcase.
Oh, that's why you put it in the fridge.
Vern, you don't think I'm crazy for wanting to walk across the Nullarbor, do you?
Well, I mean... It's not for me to say, is it? I mean, it's really between you and your son's psychiatrist. Has he got a thing about warm bread, has he?
I'd rather not talk about it, Vern.
Oh, fair enough. No, say no more. I mean, Every family's got its relatives, hasn't it?
You see, Vern, all my life I've been terribly, utterly normal.
Oh, yeah.
I went to a normal school, got normal grades, went on to a normal job. Now I'm a normal head accountant, and after my normal long service leave, they'll probably make me a normal bank manager in the suburbs. I've got a normal wife, a normal daughter, and, Troy.
Oh, yeah, Troy. Warm bread, eh?
Vern.
Sorry, man.
So, you see, Vern, all I've really wanted is to do something that's not sort of normal. You know, an adventure. Something for myself. Something that makes me different. Just me. So, that's why I want to walk across the Nullarbor. You understand?
Oh, well, now that you've put it like that. No.
But think what it'd be like.
I'm thinking.
Out there alone, hundreds of miles from nowhere, in the middle of the wilderness. Just think of it. The challenge of surviving.
Yeah. Why don't you take Sherilette and the T-Jets with you?
I'm serious, Vern.
Oh, so am I. I'll tell them it's for charity. I mean, they'll march anywhere if you say it's for charity. That's what I told them the night in Mildura when they marched into the Murray, snotty little deviates. No sense of humour. But given that you're serious about this walking thing, when are you going to do it?
Well, it's one of those things you can't rush into. You know, you've got to prepare for it. You know, work out a schedule, that sort of thing.
Yeah, but when?
Oh, I don't know. Tuesday?
Tuesday. Oh, there's one of them coming up next week.
That's right. Next Tuesday.
How long is it going to take?
Oh, well, about 6 weeks.
6 weeks. That's about 40 days. So that means... Struth. How are you going to carry 240 cans of beer?
Oh, I won't be able to carry any beer.
Ah, word in your ear, Ralph. After a hard day, every bloke in Australia sits down and rips the top off a tin. It's his sacred right. But what will you be doing? Squatting on a red-hot rock and ripping the head off a grasshopper. Listen, here's a thought, Ralph. Why don't you get the flying doctor to deliver some every day? I mean, they're always flying around fixing up sick boongs in the bush. The least they could do is drop a cold six-pack to a white man in the Nullarbor.
Well, I don't think the flying doctor service sees it that way, Vern.
Hey, get a sponsor. Sponsors have a lot of dough. That's why they're called sponsors. Everyone's got sponsors these days. Even the snotty little T-Jets have got a sponsor.
Who?
Me. Vern's Plumbing. Septic tanks are specialty emblazoned across their slack little T-shirts. Look at Kellogg's. They sponsor that mad Irish bloke, Tony Rafferty, when he went across the Nullarbor, and he cheated. He ran.
No, Vern, look, I don't want all that commercial sponsoring business. I just want to do it quietly and for myself. I don't want to end up in a Trick Snap Crackle and Pop T-shirt rolling a chocolate crackle across the desert.
Oh, no, of course not. You'd get all soggy anyway, wouldn't it? But apropos of an ancillary word in your ear, Ralph, a good mate of mine, I do his plumbing, he drinks this Carlton stuff too, he'd be in it, he'd sponsor you.
No, really, Vern, I don't want all that.
No, he's in frozen foods. He's a real big businessman. He plays golf all the time, with his own clubs too. I'll give him a call.
No, Vern, I just want to keep it quiet.
10 o'clock, news break. In Sydney today, it was announced that a man was intending to become the first person to walk single-handed across the Nullarbor Plain, the daunting distance of 1,400 miles, or in kilometres, lots. The man, 36-year-old bank accountant Ralph Spender, was not available for comment, but his trainer-manager plumber... I'm sorry, that should read his trainer-manager plumber Vern Jackson was tight-lipped about the walk strategy. All he would say was... My boy's gonna walk it 100% and not cheat like what that Tony Rafferty done. Moving on to less confusing news, the Middle East crisis has escalated into full-scale war after Israeli commandos hijacked the Sphinx and sold it to a town in Arizona.
I'm going to leave you, Ralph. If you don't promise me right now that you're going to give up this madness, I'm going to take the children and leave you the moment I get back from the cruise.
Look, Carol, I don't see what you're getting upset about. I'm not hurting anyone. I'm not breaking any laws. What's wrong with a guy wanting to have one little adventure in his life? Where's the harm in it?
Can't you see it? People are laughing at me.
Who?
Everybody. Neil and Gaynor Curtis, for one. God knows they've got nothing to laugh about. They've only got an above-ground pool.
What are you talking about?
Oh, they may try and hide it with rockeries and that pathetic timber decking, but the fact remains it is still an above-ground pool. What about Troy?
I'd rather not talk about Troy.
You can't turn your back on your own son.
Yeah, I know that, dear.
Your walking business has undone all the psychiatrist's good work. God knows the warm bread was bad enough, but now it's the letterbox, too.
It's not my walking. It's the way you keep pressuring him.
Me?
Yes. He's only 13, Carol. You must accept the fact that he doesn't want to be the Pope.
Rubbish. Everybody wants to be the Pope. My father wanted me to be the Pope. It's the least Troy can do. I don't ask much from him.
Don't ask much.
And what about your position at the bank? Are you going to throw away everything I planned now that it's so near?
Darling, it's my holiday. I'll do whatever I bloody like. It's got nothing to do with the bank.
It has.
Why?
I discussed it with them.
You what? You stupid... You actually rang the manager?
I'm not completely stupid, Ralph. I talked to his wife. We're both on the social committee of the Migraine Action Group. Anyway, Cassandra felt that if you don't give up this folly, then Philip would have to look closely at your future with the bank, and then where would I be with my migraines?
Carol, shut up. I don't want to hear any more about migraines, the bank, above-ground pools, or our son the Pope. You can all stick it. I'm going across the Nullarbor.
G'day, Ralph. Great news.
Hi, Vern. What?
Vern, where have you been?
Busy. Quick, turn on the radio.
What about my sink?
You won't hear anything from the sink. It's blocked, you know.
Well, when are you going to fish?
Shh. Vern, what are you...
Shh. Listen. Here it is.
The Prime Minister declined to comment, but did say he'd be back in Australia soon for a holiday. That's the news to this minute. Weather right after this break.
Vern.
Shh. Listen. Every morning... Around dawn, the men in the little boats come home from the restless, moody ocean.
Look! They've come home from the restless, moody ocean!
The decks groan under the bountiful harvest of the sea.
Wow! Look at those decks groan!
Yes, Neptune's delicacy, the caviar of the ocean, prawns. But no ordinary prawns, Sonny. These are the prawns of Fisherman's Net. Yes, Fisherman's Net, the fish processing factory that really cares. And remember, only Fisherman's Net prawns are freeze-dried in our exclusive petrochemical Flavor Lock. And now, Fisherman's Net put their Flavor Lock to the ultimate test, the Nullarbor. For 40 searing days under the cruel desert sun, famous Nullarbor walker, Ralph Spender, will carry a fisherman's net prawn through the harshest of conditions. Why? To prove for all time that even on Ralph Spender's head, in the middle of the Nullarbor, a fisherman's net prawn stays ocean fresh and... labor locked! Son of Australia, Fisherman's Net salute you. My son, today.
Well, what do you think, Ralph?
Vern, what
is that great? They're running hundreds of them all over Australia. Every radio station.
But I do...
You're famous.
That's disgusting. You're crazy, Ralph.
Me mate came through. Remember the sponsorship? The bloke with his own golf club?
Vern, I said I didn't want it.
That's it, Ralph. I don't know why I tried to push you up the ladder for all these years.
But Carol...
It's all been for nothing. The in-ground pool, the Asthmatic Tennis Association, the Migraine Committee. And what about Troy? Now he'll be lucky to make chaplain at Pentridge, let alone Pope.
Carol, Troy's not going to be the Pope.
Why not?
Because his father wears a prawn on his head.
Oh, fair enough.
Carol, believe me, I didn't know anything about this prawn business. It's something...
Don't lie to me, Ralph.
I'm not.
Hang on. He could always change his name.
What are you talking about?
Well, change his name to Terry or Graham.
Who?
Troy. You know, your kid out there with the letterbox.
My God, you see what you've done? I'll have to go and get him.
Carol, leave him alone. I'll...
Oh, it sounds all right, that, doesn't it?
What?
Pope Terry.
I'll kill you, Vern.
Fair go, Ralph. Give us a go. After all, I only...
I have answered your cosmic summons, Master. Anoint me with your aura. Lay your vibes upon me, for you are the chosen one.
Thank you.
Vern, who...
Lead and I will follow. Feed and I will swallow. Stand and I will sit. Sit and I will stand, for I have the love.
Thank you.
Vern, who is she?
Who are you?
I am your disciple.
She's my disciple.
I anoint your feet with perfumed oil.
She's anointing my feet with perfumed oil.
Why?
Excuse me. Are you an Avon lady?
Look, what are you... Who are you?
Yeah, and why are you rubbing Meadow Lee all over my boots?
Because the family chose me to bring the word that you are not alone. We are ready to follow.
You're not one of the tea jets, are you?
My temple name is Crystal Moon. I am a biochild from the family of the Infinite Corrugation. We know the true meaning of your 40 days in the wilderness, for the signs have foretold that you are the new Prince of Love.
Ah, oh, you've got the wrong Prince of Love, mate. You want him. You want your shoes clean, Ralph?
Listen, Crystal, whatever your name is, you and your friends of the Corrugated Iron have got this all wrong. I'm just a normal bloke who wants to go for a walk. I'm no Prince of Love.
Don't knock it, mate. Wait till she finishes the other shoe.
Shut up, Vern.
It is written that you will deny it. but the family knows that you will guide us through the wilderness to the light of the supreme corrugation.
I think she means Perth.
Look, how many of you corrugated bio children are there?
Only 5,000, but our numbers will grow, O humble one.
Hang on, O humble one. There could be a quid in this. They can sponsor your shorts.
Look, Crystal, I'm sure you're very sincere, and I appreciate your bio family thing, but I'm not who you think I am. Perhaps the drug referral people could help you. Now, come on, get up off your knees.
What's going on? Ralph, who's she?
Yes, well, she's...
She's Ralph's disciple. Crystal, I'd like you to meet the humble one's wife.
Hello.
Ralph, my nerves are on the edge of valium.
Carol, I didn't...
Peace and love.
Shut up.
How much of this madness do you expect me to take? You've gone mad, Ralph. I don't believe it. 3 days ago, my only problem was a blocked sink.
Carol, you don't understand.
Love and peace.
Shut up.
Now my crazy husband stands there in the kitchen in red satin running shorts with a girl smearing butter all over his... What is she doing?
Anointing his feet with meadow leaves.
Shut up, Vern. Carol, will you just listen to me?
No.
I can explain it. Will you leave my feet alone?
Peace.
Shut up.
I'm leaving you, Ralph.
All right, leave me. Go. I wish it all just piss...
Hello? No, it's Vern. The plumber. Oh, hold on. Ralph, it's for you. Some bloke from the bank.
9 o'clock, news break. Port Augusta, South Australia. And the final countdown started for recently unemployed bank officer Ralph Spender's history-making walk across the Nullarbor Plain. A spokesman for the Guinness Book of Records said they'll be carefully monitoring the walk and the condition of the prawn, which has captured the imagination of the nation. 36-year-old Ralph Spender, who has become a celebrity through a national advertising campaign, has denied that he is the mystical leader of an obscure religious sect whose street demonstrations have alarmed government and church leaders throughout the country. However, his manager plumber, plumber Vern Jackson, has asked the media to refer to Mr. Spender as the Prince of Love. Switzerland. And the search for the lost NATO submarine continues in Lake Geneva. Official reports place the sub somewhere under the water, and spokesmen have described its condition as missing.
Well, there it is, mate. 1,400 miles of glorious nothing.
You didn't need to come, you know, Vern.
Oh, wouldn't have missed it for quids, mate. Besides, there's a lot to do here. How's the prawn? Comfortable?
Yeah, I suppose.
There's 50,000 bucks in that prawn.
50,000 bucks. Crazy, isn't it? I mean, this started as something I'd... wanted to do, just a simple, silly thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I've lost my wife, my job. I feel like some sort of freak. You know what I mean, Vern?
Yes, yes, sure, yeah. Now listen, today you're on your jack, on your own, you know? I'll follow behind with the cold tins. Just take it easy and don't drop the prawn.
I mean, I probably wouldn't be here now if Carol hadn't insisted on going on that bloody cruise.
Sure, yes, right. Well, now tomorrow morning they'll be filming the television commercial, so try to look a bit... tired, you know? Haggard. Like you've been out here for a fair while. Chuck some dirt on your face, but watch the prawn.
I wonder what the kids are doing.
Oh, don't worry. They'll see you on telly Wednesday afternoon when you do the peace march.
What peace march?
Oh, they're flying in from everywhere to march with you. Who? The bio children. You know, the corrugated mob. Thousands of them. It's going out by satellite.
Where to?
Everywhere to. Remember, you're the Prince of Love now.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Ah, that's another thing. No swearing. Keep your tinny out of sight and watch the prawn.
Stuff the prawn.
Oh, too late for that now, mate.
I still don't understand how any of this has happened. I mean, it's...
Yes, yes. 3, 2, 1, go.
Eh?
Go. Go on.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll see you later then.
Yeah, sure. See ya.
Newsroom. Famous Nullarbor walker, Mr. Ralph Spender, claimed by some to be the Prince of Love, was killed this morning when he was struck by an out-of-control road train 10 minutes after starting his walk. The peace march planned for Wednesday has been cancelled. As a mark of respect, This station will now broadcast A Minute Silence. Brought to you by Fisherman's Net, the fish processing factory that really cares. The Prawn Broker was written by Gary Riley and Tony Satler. You heard Graham Kennedy, Robert Hughes, Nolene Brown, Kev Goldsby, Laurel McGowan, and Ross Higgins. Sound effects by Steve Collins. Recorded and engineered by Michael Byrne. Produced by Gary Riley and Tony Satler. Executive producer, Julie Ann Ford. Graham Kennedy's RS Playhouse is an RS production for the ABC.